Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a new 4D in the MC, we'll hear from Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell as the attention turns to the primetime blockbuster showdown with the Eagles in Philly. Plus, are the Lions trending in the right direction when it comes to injuries? The answer is yes, but it's not that simple. All that and more starts right now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Before we talk NFL football, I just got to say, like, making teams vacate wins is so stupid. Like, how is that a punishment? I don't understand. They crossed some shit out in the record books and you're sad now? You know, Michigan State kind of got hosed today. It wasn't even related to the Mel Tucker indiscretions. Well, at least not those indiscretions, right? They were put on probation and there were show causes given out, but they also had to vacate 14 wins. But again, what does that do? It's the dumbest thing ever. It's right up there with signing a one-day contract to retire as a blank. That's not a thing. Like, who cares? The contract is one thing. Let that be ceremonial. It's stupid, but who cares? As part of a punishment, there should be no ceremonial elements. And to me, vacating the wins is useless. It's useless. Michigan State just can't catch a break. And what kills me is that they had to forfeit the win against Central Michigan where Connor Stallions was on the sideline. I mean, I don't know exactly at what I'm laughing, but something right there is hilarious. I don't know if it's the NCAA or what, but I mean, how is that possible? Whatever. We're going to hear from Dan Campbell in just a minute. And then I want to talk about Jaire Alexander as well. I'll tell you why in a minute. You might already know. But let's start talking injuries. And here's what Dan Campbell said earlier today about Kirby Joseph.
Do you expect Kirby Joseph to practice today? And how has he progressed? Oh, how has he progressed since?
He's getting better.
Well, that's not exactly the best news, is it? I mean, I don't doubt that Kirby is getting better. Damn, it's taking a long time. Do I think he'll play this week? Man, they could really use him, which, I mean, I know is true every week, but, you know. But no, I don't think he'll play this week. Certainly we'll know more later on in the week, but the way he's been trending, it just doesn't seem like he's quite there yet. And as Dan Campbell was stepping away from the podium, he was asked about Terrion Arnold and if he was still in the protocol. I didn't hear the answer. It was at the very, very end, and Dan Campbell was off mic. But then I saw that TA didn't practice today. So I'm assuming the answer is yes, he's still in the protocol. For how long? We don't know. Jalen Hurts has not been at his best this season, but the last thing you want to do is give them opportunities. So the hope is you get at least Kirby or Arnold back. Preferably you get both, but I don't want to be greedy. The good news is the Detroit Lions have started the clock on both DJ Reed and Marcus Davenport, and Ahmed Hasnain is back at Lions practice today as well. You know, he said while he was out, his agent told him all 31 other teams called about him, but he only wanted to go one spot. Remember, he could go anywhere after the Lions let him go at the end of camp, the injury settlement. But he said as soon as he was healthy, he was coming back to Detroit, and that is exactly what happened. He's on the practice squad for now, Hasnain is, but clearly 32 teams see something in this kid, and that to me is really exciting. Is he going to be a superstar? I don't know, probably not, but there's something with this kid. Somebody somewhere in the scouting missed something grading him in a certain way. I feel a steal coming on. So when will Davenport and Reed play? Within the next 3 weeks for sure, but either could play at any time. Usually dudes don't play the first week they're activated off the IR, but they can. Detroit is entering a brutal stretch, but they're getting healthier. I just wish it would happen a little faster, like no word today on Rodrigo. I mean, the linebacking core has played so well, so he would just be a nice addition to an already very good group. Depth, baby, depth. All right, let's hear from Motor City Dan Campbell. We're going inside the headset, and as we do every Wednesday, let's start with MCDC's thoughts on the opponent.
Eagles, good team, really good team. What's most glaring about them is that they win. They know how to win. They've got a style. They have an identity. They know how to take it to the end of the game, possess the ball, and finish it with it in their hand with a dub. So they've been able to do that. They mastered it. Coach Sirianni has done a hell of a job with that crew. They're very talented. And then defensively, man, the engine of this defense, that front, you know, those guys can get after it. You know, they added Phillips to it. They got Nolan back. You know, the D tackles there in the middle. It's a disruptive front. They get after it. Backers are smart. They're aggressive. They play downhill, sideline to sideline. Smart crew, know how to play. Traditionally has gotten takeaways. You know, I know that not as much as they have in the past, but they're always going after the ball. It's all over the tape.
While the Eagles may not appear to be super dangerous at the moment, they certainly are. Like the Lions, they have so many different weapons and so many different ways to beat you. Even if they don't appear to be the top dog, they will still beat your ass. And the Lions know that. I know that. You know that. The challenge for the Lions is to make whatever's been slightly off about Philadelphia lately very off on Sunday night. And of course, the tush push came up because, well, why wouldn't it?
We thought about it. You know, I thought there was a chance we may play them last year. We were talking, but really the last 2 years. And so, you know, it's always come up in conversations with us and kind of what would you do? How would you handle it? And there again, it's nothing easy about it. I mean, look, every team can say they've got something and then they run it on everybody and have success. You know, they've mastered it. They play with leverage. They know the snap count. And then they've got a couple of curveballs off of it. So, you know, you got to be careful. If it's an all-out sellout with 11 people, then they're off on the perimeter.
I mean, of course the Lions have had to think about how to defend it. In fact, Dan went a step further to say that they'd even tinkered with running it, too. Ultimately, he said they couldn't get it the way they wanted to, didn't have the time to devote to it, threw it away. And I love what he said there about everybody knows it's coming. There is nothing more impressive in sports to show your opponent what you're going to do and then do it to them anyway. They saw it coming. We all saw it coming. And you still couldn't stop it. I love that. But here's what I love about Dan. There was a proposed rule change to ban this tush push. And the overall complaint is that it's hard to officiate. The real complaint is, we can't stop it. You got to get rid of it. But Dan was firmly against banning the tush push. He's a purist, he says. If you take this away, what's next? If you're a competitor, don't you want to solve this riddle? You want to get rid of it? That's some Matt LaFleur bull. We don't play that way here in Detroit. Under Dan Campbell, the Detroit Lions have faced the Eagles twice, and neither went very well.
And yeah, those guys, we played them twice. They got our number twice. You know, they got after us both times, really. I mean, we fought our way back in 22, but really we were down pretty good. Nick's done an unbelievable job. And then, you know, Coach Fangio, I mean, he's a legend, man. It stood the test of time, that style of defense, the way they play, the coverage, the rush goes hand in hand, and it's a pain in the ass. It's hard. It's hard to deal with offensively. It's good, sound football. And they don't beat themselves. I mean, at the end of the day, they don't beat themselves. And when they need a critical play, they come up with a critical play. And that's what champions do. And that's why they've been able to have the success that they have.
Nick Sirianni has been dominant since arriving in Philadelphia. He's 55-22 with a Super Bowl ring. And like Campbell, Sirianni can identify talent. His original coordinators, Steichen and Gannon, are both head coaches now. I mean, and Vic Fangio, what do you have to say? Dan said all he had to say. Legend. His defenses have ranked in the league's top 5 yards allowed in 8 of the last 13 seasons, while placing in the NFL's top 5 in fewest points allowed 7 times over that span. The Eagles do the thing that the Lions preach, and everybody preaches it too. They play complementary football. It's not about one side letting the other side down. It's about one side elevating the other side. That's the only way to get to a Super Bowl, and that's exactly what the Eagles did last season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, when it comes to the Lions, when they're evaluating talent, one of the things they love the most is range.
Of all the good players that we have, and we got a lot of good players, you know, that do different things for us that I think make us a very good defense. It's Branch, it's Derek Barnes, and it's Alex Anzalone. Like those three guys alone, their versatility, their smarts, their instincts, the way they play, their ability to cover, to rush, to play the run, that enables you to do things in base that not everybody can do. They enable us to do, allow us to do a lot. And Shep's done a hell of a job of putting that all together and making it work, you know, with the rest of that staff.
I mean, that sort of thing is just massive. They can leave, the Lions can, some of the bigger dudes in on obvious passing downs without having to substitute for an extra defensive back because those guys that Dan just mentioned, who are not cornerbacks, can cover like a cornerback. It allows Detroit to call a wide range of plays at any time, and it allows them to keep defenses guessing. You don't know what they're going to call based on how they look, because they can do it all with the same personnel. There are not a ton of teams in the league that can do this. Earlier in the week, we were talking about the success that Roy Lopez had last Sunday, and this is what I was talking about.
Hutch is not going to get a one-on-one, all right? But when he does, he's got to win, all right? And we trust he will. Well, with that, the more resources that go on somebody like him, then, you know, whoever's drawing the one-on-one has got to get it, because he gets doubled, he gets nudged. All right, somebody else is drawing the center, right? So you got the guard and the center on the turn initially, all right? And then he bumps him, and then he works his way back out. And so at some point, you may have one guy that has a one-on-one. He's got to find a way to push the pocket or edge it and start it at least, right? Start the disruption, which now kind of leads to everybody else. But I feel like we got plenty of ammo. We got the players to do it. We got the scheme to do it.
The question was about the Lions not having the same punch when it comes to pressure as they did last season. It was about win rate or something. I didn't catch the whole question. But that's why I get so excited about dudes like Kwan or Hassanin or Lopez or anybody not named Hutch, because they're always going to have opportunities to win. Somebody is going to have a chance to win on every single play. And sometimes Hutch will win when he's double-teamed. That's what makes him so great. I think the Lions' pressure's been fine. It may not have the flair that it did a year ago, but, I mean, shoot, the safety had a sack and a half last week, right? Brian Branch had a great game coming down from his spot. That question wasn't off base, but I don't have any issue with the Lions' pressure at the moment. I don't care what Saquon Barkley's numbers look like. The dude is a menace.
He's big, but he's got the agility and the speed of a, you know, of a scat back. I mean, he's powerful. He's strong. He's explosive. He can hit the hole. And if he's got a step and there's a hole, he can take it the distance, right? And so you can't just stick an arm out and pull this guy down. That's what it is. I mean, you're talking about a power back that's got very good feet, lateral quicks, and explosive and speed to go the distance. That's what it is.
And what it is terrifying. I mean, sure, his average is down this season, right? 3.9, down from 5.8 last season, where he was just fabulous. But to me, that speaks to two things. The first one is, this is a chance for Detroit to make Philly as one-dimensional as possible, right? If you can limit Saquon, you can do all kinds of stuff defensively. But it also says the numbers I just gave you are averages. The dude is capable of absolutely going off, and we know it. Sure, he's not having his best season, but he's still a damn good running back, and that scares me. This is one of the reasons I love Dan Campbell. Playing in Philadelphia is not supposed to be fun.
When you're a competitor, you know, you just love it, man. You go on the road, and it's you against everybody else, and it's very clear that it's you against everybody else there, you know, and it's... You go someplace, man, they wave at you like, man, we're so happy you're here to play against us. This is not one of those places. That's it. It's as far from that as you can possibly get. And it's just, I don't know. I loved playing in atmospheres like that. And I just know the type of guys we have. I think they're going to eat it up. I really do.
There is no brotherly love when it comes to sports in Philadelphia. I mean, this is the crowd that threw batteries at Santa Claus. Yes, it was in the late 60s, but still, it's a great story. I mean, kind of. Not really. I don't know. But I've got to imagine there are a few things more satisfying as an athlete than going into a place like that and winning. It's got to just feel so good. You know, I hope dudes like Brian Branch specifically, can keep his cool. Remember that Packers game in a raucous atmosphere? He says he's changed. I believe him. We've got some more NFL talk on the other side. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues after this. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. So, I saw this today, that 28-year-old Zaire Alexander has decided to step away from football to focus on his physical and mental well-being, both of them. You know, people here in Detroit should be familiar with the cornerback. He played his first 7 seasons in Green Bay, 2 times an All-Pro. Great player. He was released this summer, signs with the Ravens, and then at the deadline, he was traded to the Eagles. And in totality, he only played 2 games for the Ravens, and he didn't play at all for the Eagles post-trade. We have more than once talked about the dark days, the dark side of rehab. It came up with Hutch, and it came up with Aleem. Now, neither one of them said too much about that element. In fact, it seems like McNeil was upbeat the entire time, which is great. But for others, I can't imagine how it feels. We tend to dehumanize rich and famous people, and sometimes that's okay, because if they talk about a certain kind of suffering, what the hell do they know? But this is not one of those opportunities. I mean, sure, this is true for some of us normies, but it seems far more common with athletes that their identity is so connected to their job. It is who they are. Whatever the sport is, they've likely been competing in it since they were little kids. It's all they know. And the thought of that one day just being gone, ripped away from you, like forever, I mean, that would be terrifying. And remember, not all of these dudes are set for life. Some of them are, but some of them will have to keep working at some point in some way when the game is over. Now, Zaire Alexander made $76 million, so money won't be his issue, but money can't buy everything. I hope he gets the help he needs, and I hope that his body returns to the way he wants it to. Does this change anything with the Lions and Eagles? No. I mean, he hadn't even played for them. He didn't travel with them to Green Bay. Nothing changes here. We just hope the best for him. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes that free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, leave us a rating and a review. We are back in your feed tomorrow. We'll go behind enemy lines and take a very close look at the reigning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.